From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
No solution yet to the West Indies cricket crisis, the issue of race in Bermuda's election campaign, and an uphill struggle for aid workers in Central America. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Here in London, officials of the West Indies and South Africa cricket boards, team manager Clive Lloyd and the players have been having talks aimed at rescuing the West Indies tour of South Africa. The seven players who had arrived in South Africa flew back to London with Lloyd and the president of the Cricket Board of South Africa, Ali Bakker. The first tour match against the Nicky Oppenheimer 11 is on Tuesday. The first test at Johannesburg is less than 3 weeks away. The crisis was precipitated by the decision of nine players, more than half the squad, not to travel to South Africa. In response, the board sacked Captain Brian Lara and his deputy Carl Hooper and fined the other seven dissidents. Can the tour be salvaged? In a moment, we'll try to determine the outcome of the talks. But first, Keith Stonegrass reports on the mood going into today's talks.
Team manager Clive Lloyd, who arrived in London with seven members of the tour party Friday morning, expressed some hope.